World History, Patterns of Interaction. Chapter 10, Section 1. The Rise of Islam. Before you read. In the last section, you read about early civilizations in South America. In this section, you will read about the rise of Islam. Deserts, towns, and trade routes. How did the desert help shape Arab life? The harsh environment of the Arabian Peninsula left its mark on the Arab peoples. The land is almost completely covered by desert. The desert people were nomads. They herded animals, leading them from one fertile spot or oasis to another. Over time, many of these people, called Bedouins, began to live in towns and cities. They also began to trade goods. By the early 600s, trade became an important activity in the Arabian Peninsula. Merchants from the north brought goods to Arabia. They traded for spices and other goods. They also brought new ideas. At this time, some Arabs believed in one god called Allah in Arabic. Others believed in many gods. Religious pilgrims came to Mecca to worship at an ancient shrine called the Kaaba. Question 1. When and how did trade become important? The Prophet Muhammad. Who was Muhammad? Around the year 570, Muhammad was born into this Arab society. At around age 40, he took religion as his life's mission and became a prophet. According to Muslim belief, the angel Gabriel visited Muhammad and told him to speak the word of God to his people. Muhammad began to teach that Allah was the one and only God. The religion based on his teachings is called Islam. Its followers are called Muslims. At first, many people in Mecca opposed Muhammad's views. They feared Meccans would neglect traditional Arab gods. Muhammad and his followers were forced to leave Mecca for Yathrib, later called Medina, in 622. This became known as the Hijra. The Hijra was a turning point for Muhammad. Gradually, Muhammad and his followers gained power. Finally, in 630, Muhammad went to the Kaaba. The Hijra was a turning point for Muhammad. Gradually, Muhammad and his followers gained power. Finally, in 630, Muhammad went to the Kaaba in Mecca and destroyed the idols. Many of the people of Mecca adopted Islam. They began to worship Allah as the only God. Muhammad died soon after in 632. Much of the Arabian Peninsula was already united under Islam. Question 2. What was the Hijra? Beliefs and practices of Islam. What do Muslims believe and practice? Muslims have five duties to perform. These duties include faith, prayer, alms, fasting, and pilgrimage to Mecca. The duties show a person's acceptance of the will of Allah. A Muslim must state the belief that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. A Muslim must pray to Allah, facing Mecca, five times every day. This may be done at a mosque, an Islamic house of worship. A Muslim must give alms, or money for the poor, through a tax. A Muslim must fast during the holy month of Ramadan. Muslims eat only one meal a day after sunset every day during this month. A Muslim should perform the Hajj, a trip to the holy city of Mecca, at least once in his or her life. The central ideas of Islam are found in the Quran. Muslims believe this book states the will of Allah as revealed to Muhammad. Muslims are also guided by the example of Muhammad's life, called the Sunnah, and by a set of laws and rules, the Sharia. Muslims believe that Allah is the same God that Jews and Christians worship. To Muslims, the Quran perfects the earlier teachings of God found in the Jewish Torah and the Christian Bible. Because their holy books were related to the Quran, Jews and Christians enjoyed special status in Muslim societies. Question 3. What are the 5 duties of Muslims?